Coming up later on this year, it'll be Tuesday, November 4th, the general election for all of our municipalities will take place in North Myrtle Beach. There are three contested races, the Ocean Drive ward, uncontested, Bubba Collins running for that seat once again, three candidates running for mayor. You've got three candidates at large in the at-large district. And in the Windy Hill ward, Jolene Puffer and Jerry McCombie are running for that seat, a four-year term on the North Myrtle Beach City Council. And Ms. McCombie joins us here this morning. Jerry, thanks for spending a little time with us here this morning on the Hot Talk Morning Show.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Jerry, just tell us a little bit about yourself for those who might not be familiar with who you are, what you do, how long you've been around the area. Just give us the ins and outs of what led you to make this decision.
Well, I am a lifelong resident of Horry County. I've lived on the Grand Strand in North Myrtle Beach since 1986. I've raised my kids here and my grandkids. I'm in the healthcare industry. I'm the director of operations for Medcare Urgent Care in Windy Hill. We've been here for 33 years. Formerly Access Medical Center, turned into Medcare in 2020. So I've had a lot of experience in the healthcare industry and with the community. I served on the North Myrtle Beach Chamber of Commerce and served as their chairperson. And I've also been involved with the McLeod Health Foundation and with the North Myrtle Beach Women's Club for over 15 years. And I serve on the South Carolina Oversight Committee, South Carolina Education Oversight Committee in Columbia. So lots of hands-on experience, and I wanted to bring a voice for the citizens to City Council and get some new leadership in there with new ideas for our community.
Well, obviously, there will be some changes, including a new mayor, one way or the other, given that Ms. Hatley has decided to announce her retirement after serving the city for the last couple of decades. Obviously, very well versed in the area and the issues from healthcare to education, specifically when it comes to North Myrtle Beach. What are some of the things that you think needs to be addressed or some improvements that you'll be able to work on should you get that opportunity in November?
Absolutely. Well, our number one concern right now is growth. Our growth can't outpace our infrastructure. So those are two of the hot topics that we've got to work on and focus on as we move forward. And then short-term rentals has been another hot topic with the community. So those are things that we have to come up with some plans for and invest time and money and energy in for our future because, growth can negatively affect us as well as positively affect us. So we really got to pay close attention to how we grow and have a plan for that future growth. So I think right now it's just a little time to slow down.
Well, with that said, in terms of infrastructure, obviously, the RIDE program has been beneficial to our area as it relates to road building, whether it be, storm water drains or, just the entire infrastructure of North Myrtle Beach. How far behind the times are we, or are we not necessarily behind the times, but just a little concerned in terms of adding more capacity to a system that it already, has met, its need in big ways?
Exactly. I don't feel like we're far behind. I think we're a little behind in planning. So that's what we've got to work on is a plan to move forward for the next 10 years, the next 20 years, the next 25, because we got to face it. I mean, we have low taxes. We have a beautiful beach. We have a safe city. So people want to relocate here. So we've got to make sure we have the infrastructure in place for those. We're working on the outfalls, the stormwater drainage. We're constantly working on that, and we will continue to improve that year after year after year.
Well, with that said, I know that the city of North Myrtle Beach has held three different workshops for the public to attend over the last few weeks in terms of a long-range policy document. And in regards to short-term rentals, they've also held two meetings this year, the latest coming with some of the stakeholders and the property operators there. And, wisely, with some new blood likely going to take over parts of the leadership within city government moving into next year, probably wise to not make a decision now to potentially have to scale it back or move it even forward further with new members of council come the next cycle. With that being said, short-term rentals have become very popular these days. People utilize them for various reasons when it comes to secondary vacation homes. A lot of investment type of folks, add that to their financial portfolio. I know that there have been restrictions that have been put forth in places like Charleston, Wilmington, up in Asheville. Some of them have been ruled in violation of private property rights. So where do you kind of sit right now, gaining all that information in terms of where North Myrtle Beach may move forward in the future pertaining to these properties?
Well, we have to realize that our economic infrastructure here is tourism, so we have to have that. So short-term rentals are a very important part of that. So we cannot eliminate our short-term rentals. That's our main income. So what we've got to do is put rules in place and make sure that they are enforced so that the residents that live here have quality of life. They should not be disturbed just because somebody decides to put a short-term rental beside them. That person needs to be responsible for their property. So that is what we need to move forward to.
And I didn't mean to interrupt, but when it comes to ordinances and such things that are in place already, are we just not enforcing these things? Like, we have noise ordinances. There are ways in which we can push forward with trash pickup or parking violations. Are we just not putting these property owners on notice in terms of multiple violations? Or you think that we needed another layer of those sorts of things to pick up on enforcement?
I think that that's the issue. I think that we have rules in place. We have codes. They're just not being enforced. Mm. So that's what we've got to work with our city officials, is we've got to be enforcing the rules that we put in place. There's no need to have them if we're not going to enforce them.
Jeremy,
so that is a big, big obstacle, and that's what we've got to work on moving forward so that our citizens aren't disrupted by the vacationers that come here. We love our vacationers. We want them to come. But we want them to behave as if they live here when they come here. So that and most of our renters are perfect. Most of them are wonderful people, and they adhere to the rules, and we don't have any issues. But from time to time, we have unruly people, and we've just got to hold the renters accountable and the owners or the management companies accountable for the behavior of the people renting the homes.
Jerry McCombie, again, looking to represent the Windy Hill Ward in North Myrtle Beach with the municipal election up on the North Strand and around our region set for Tuesday, November 4th. Jerry, before I let you go, obviously looking to become a little bit more fiscally responsible, looking at the growth, short-term rentals, a big issue. In terms of the city's finances, where are we at in digging into priorities and making sure that those priorities are met when it comes to local government and not getting overstretched in trying to pick out projects or do more with less in terms of spending some money and maybe not getting the bang for your buck on that return on investment?
Mm-hmm. So, of course, our law enforcement, firefighters are, our top priority. We have to have a safe city. So we're going to spend money on public safety. That's, number one. And then our sports tourism industry is big here in North Myrtle Beach. We're adding to our complex, and we hope that that would generate, triple what we've made in the past as far as income from the sports complex and the impact that it has on the local businesses here in the city. So those are two things that we focus on. One of the things I'd like to focus on is Main Street and making Main Street, a desirable place for people to work and visit and attractions down there that draw people down. We're one of, I think it's two cities that have a Main Street that end on the ocean. We need to take advantage of that opportunity. As always in any budget, there are probably things that we can cut. We've got to sit down, look at the budget and see. But what we can't do is put ourselves in a position where we're not prepared for an emergency situation like when we had COVID or if we were to have a hurricane. We've got to make sure that we're fiscally responsible, and that we will take a hard look at.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, you look at this year just in particular, right? We're so heavily invested in hospitality and tourism, and not that this year was just a total dud, but there was noticeably just slower volume up and down the Grand Strand. So these are things that no doubt someone like yourself, should you get elected to represent North Myrtle Beach, would have to consider right before we go spend a bunch of dollars on this, that, or the other.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've got to be prepared for slower times. We've got to make sure that we are marketing our city and working with our Chamber of Commerce to promote what a great place we are to come and visit.
Hey, Jerry, how can people reach out to you if they want to learn more about your run for North Myrtle Beach City Council?
My website is McCombie4NMB.com. Love to have anybody reach out to me with any questions.
Hey, Jerry, thank you so much for the time. Maybe we'll catch up one more time before Election Day next month. Thanks again.
Sounds great. Thanks so much. Bye-bye. Right.
If you'd like to learn more about Jerry McCombie, McCombie4NMB.com. Once again, she and Jolene Puffer running for the Windy Hill Ward in this North Myrtle Beach election coming up on Tuesday, November 4th. You've got Jay Baldwin, Mike Mahaney, Troy Spencer running for mayor to replace the outgoing Marilyn Hatley, Trey Skidmore, Tony Warren Jr., and David Weitzman, Dr. David Weitzman in the at-large category. Bubba Collins running uncontested for the Ocean Drive Ward, and then in Windy Hill, once again, Jerry McCombie and Jolene Puffer. You can find out all the information pertaining to the upcoming local election specific to North Myrtle Beach on the city government's website, nmb.us.